Welcome to the Daily News Brief for Friday, October 23rd, 2020. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for joining me. Just wow. Oh, freaking wow. The debate last night. I don't know if you watched it, if you heard really what was said. Just bombshell after bombshell. I got to cover a few of those before I get into today's news. First of all, Joe Biden promised he would end the oil industry and the fossil fuel industry. So, not only is that going to destroy millions of jobs in places like Pennsylvania and Texas and Oklahoma and Louisiana and so on, it would end millions. It would also destroy America because it would thrust America into rolling blackouts and a lack of an energy infrastructure, which is exactly what California has been experiencing because California moved away from fossil fuels more and more each year and is running solar and wind farms. And guess what? Blackouts all across California over the last year. You know why? Well, because solar panels don't work when your state is on fire, number one, because the smoke blocks the sun. And since they don't know how to do fire management, you know, forest management to prevent fires, then everything's burning up there because California is run by one-party rule, Libtard Party. That's who runs California. Of course, they just burn everything down, destroy everything, have rolling blackouts, turning California into a third world country. Well, Joe Biden and AOC want to turn America into a third world country, just like California. And AOC and the Green New Deal, you're talking about utterly destroying the national security of this country, ending farming, ending food production because tractors run on diesel. People. I've done a podcast about this before. Tractors, agriculture, transportation trucks, it all runs on diesel. That's a fossil fuel. If you ban fossil fuels, as Joe Biden wants to do and AOC wants to do, there are no tractors that run on solar panels that can actually get anything done. I mean, yeah, you can rig up some panels on a little golf cart and you can call it a tractor, but it doesn't do actual farming. I know, I own John Deere tractors. They're diesel, okay? They have big engines. They use fuel. They get things done. They can plow fields. They can harvest. They can bale hay, you know, all these things you got to do, raking, cutting, planting, corn, whatever. It takes diesel. So Joe Biden wants to plunge America into a starvation era without farming. That's what he really announced last night. It's insane. And it's no wonder then he used the term dark winter. He said America is going into a dark winter. And you know, when he said that, it sounded like that was his campaign slogan. Joe Biden, I'm going to bring in a dark winter for America. That's what he wants. And you know why it would be a dark winter? Because there's no fossil fuel industry remaining and there's no farming remaining and people are dying of starvation, famine, destitution, economic collapse. No electricity, third world conditions, Joe Biden in charge. Yeah, with AOC. So anybody who votes for Joe Biden is voting for a dark winter. And by the way, that phrase also kind of refers to a nuclear fallout, a nuclear winter. And it makes me wonder, was Joe Biden signaling a false flag operation yet to come this winter, knowing that Trump is going to win this election? Trump will be president. So the deep state is going to roll out a nuclear false flag against America or some kind of nuclear attack. I'm beginning to wonder. That's something to really ponder. Very important information. Now, in addition to that, Biden also promised that there would be instant citizenship for 11 million illegals who are in America. And then when Trump was trying to explain that, you know, coyotes are bringing these illegal families into America, or individuals sometimes, or children sometimes, leftists, even prominent leftists on Twitter this morning, they were attacking Trump, saying that children can't ride on the backs of coyotes. And that they think Trump's talking about the canine animals, the dog-like creatures in the wild, coyotes. I mean, I hear them every night where I live. We've got coyotes. Leftists think that that's what Trump was talking about. They don't even know that coyotes refers to human smugglers who smuggle people across the border. And even that anti-gun idiot, David Hogg, he was saying that coyotes refers to the parents of illegal children. And he said, how dare Trump refer to them as coyotes? These people are idiots. I mean, they're morons. They don't know anything about the world. They don't know that coyotes refers to human smugglers. No wonder they're going to vote for Joe Biden. They don't know anything, and their candidate doesn't know anything. Just some clueless old geezer with dementia. And leftists think that's great because it makes sense in their twisted world since they don't know anything either. They just wave a magic wand in their mind and they're like, oh, get rid of all oil. And they don't think about how it would lead to mass starvation and the collapse of the country with no energy independence, no strategic oil production. It's incredible. I'm telling you, these leftists, they are not just low IQ, they're insane. They're delusional beyond belief. Also during the debate, Biden claimed that no member of his family ever received a single penny from China or any country. He said, not a single penny. Well, whoa, wait a second. What about all these multi-million dollar deals that are now coming out that Biden's former business partners are announcing in press conferences? Two business partners have stepped forward. The email trail talks about tens of millions of dollars, sometimes millions just for introduction fees alone, and how the Bidens would share in the profits of a communist Chinese-run company. And then Biden, he just flat out lies, just lies to America and says, never took a penny from any country in the world. Really? Took, as Trump pointed out, it took $3.5 million from Moscow. And there was $5 million that's been described by another business partner, I think it's $5 million, that went to a Hunter Biden company, you know, a Delaware corporation, where he kicked that money back up to the big man, as they say, Joe Biden himself. So Joe's just a liar. And that's how he answers every lie. He just says, that's not true. No one ever said that. There's no basis for that. But he doesn't deny it. You notice that? He doesn't deny that the laptop belonged to his son, Hunter. He doesn't expressly deny that Hunter took money from Moscow. He just says, well, there's no basis for that, or no one's ever said that. Just flat out lying, and then the media covers for him. All right, so that's kind of a quick summary of the debate. It was really just incredible, and the moderator desperately interrupted Trump every time he started to talk about Hunter Biden's laptop. The moderator was jumping, well, we got to stay on topic of climate change. You know, and by the way, every question by the moderator to Trump can be summed up as follows. The moderator saying, basically, Trump, you're a bad person on topic X. Tell us why you won't be such a horrible person in the second term. And basically, every question was that, oh, you're a horrible person on immigration. You're a horrible person on the climate. You're a horrible person on economics, on COVID, whatever. Tell us why you won't be such a horrible person. That was the entire debate, all rigged for the Democrats, as usual. But Trump mopped the floor with Joe Biden anyway and exposed the criminality of the Biden crime family. All right, I got to move on here. I just posted today an interview with Dustin Nemos, who is a Q analyst, and it's a very good interview. I asked him some very tough and skeptical questions about the Q phenomenon. So if you've been interested in Q, if you think Q is real or false, either one, you should watch this video interview because I ask a lot of very tough questions. That's live now on Brighteon.com. And I have also posted another podcast today that describes why cops are fleeing left-wing cities before those cities collapse. And I think it's a really important podcast to hear because cops are, you know, I know a lot of cops. Cops have great street smarts. Cops are smart people about what's going on in the environment around them and getting out of the way of trouble. You know how cops stay alive is they get out of things that are about to collapse upon them. It's just like a firefighter. How do firefighters stay alive? Well, they begin to see the signs of structural collapse of a building and they get the hell out of there before the building falls on their head, right? Cops have the same kind of sense. If not, they die, you know? Cops have a sense of when to get out, when things are about to get bad. And cops are fleeing the cities run by Democrats, for this very reason. They see massive collapses coming, total anarchy. The police are being defunded. The liberals are letting the criminals go free. The George Soros funded DAs are dropping all the charges against all the violent criminals of the left. And leftists think that cities are going to be better off with no cops, but totally run by violent criminal felons. And they're going to find out that that actually doesn't work. Well, you end up with just a total collapsed society, you know, a third world, you know, crap hole in every city, whether it's Seattle or Portland or Los Angeles or, you know, Chicago. Jeez, you name it, New York City. All right, so check out those podcasts and videos. Also today, the House GOP has introduced a bill naming China as a top national security threat, but Democrats won't go along with it because, of course, Biden is a puppet of communist China. So they have to protect Biden, which means protecting China. Communist China has infiltrated the entire Democrat Party at this point. All the Democrats in power, they've all sold out to communist China. And the FBI has sold out as well. We got an article about the FBI still protecting Joe and Hunter Biden. There's a rumor that Christopher Wray is going to be fired right after the election. Trump's going to get rid of him and have a new interim FBI director that might be Rudy Giuliani, which would be amazing. I think they should put Tom Fitton in there. That's what I think from Judicial Watch. Put Tom Fitton in charge of the FBI. He'd clean house. He'd clean that place up in no time. He'd probably fire the top 1,000, you know, corrupt, treasonous actors there. Big pharma companies control the approval of COVID-19 vaccines by having their doctors on the so-called safety board. So the whole thing is rigged. Big pharma's own people are the ones determining whether vaccines are safe enough to release, which is why we're going to get, of course, deadly toxic vaccines, right? Because it's all a scam. They're not sufficiently tested. People are dying in the trials now, but they're going to say, oh, it's all safe. Line up. A young family in Australia was fined $10,000 for crossing a border just to purchase supplies that they needed to survive. That's Australia. It's now a total medical martial law police state. The Senate committee is investigating newly released smoking gun emails from Hunter Biden's laptop. DNI Ratcliffe says there should be more indictments coming from the Durham investigation, but only after the election. We got a story from, I think it's from Michael Snyder. Many Americans are bugging out ahead of election day, getting out of the cities before it all goes to crap. Let's see what else here. Oh, state lawmakers are taking cash bribes from big pharma. Yeah, pharma's not only bribing Congress at the federal level, they're bribing, you know, state legislators too at the state level. And we've got on the health side, we've got a story on Natural News about how researchers are finding evidence linking artificial sweeteners to asthma. Yep. So there you go. And there's a lot more coming out. I'm hoping to do a story today about the Joe Biden promise for a dark winter. I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to have time to do that. I'm doing an interview today with Steve Quayle. In fact, that's coming up. I better go. But hopefully that'll come out maybe Monday, and Steve Quayle and I are going to talk about the final message here of what's coming, because it's all coming down. And I want you to, first of all, thank you so much for all of the thanks that you are giving me. I'm seeing a lot of comments on Brightown.social, and people are really, really grateful that we exist. You know, Natural News exists, and we have the platforms Brightown.com and Brightown.social. I would just say I thank you, because without your support, we wouldn't exist at all. So we're just using the resources that you give us, you know, by shopping at healthrangerstore.com, and we take those resources and we put them back into building platforms so that you can have free speech. So keep supporting us. Shop at healthrangerstore.com. We have just done a massive expansion of our warehouse. We have a lot more food production on the way. We were rolling in tractor trailers full of pallets of commercial food, because we had signed these contracts, I don't know, like earlier in the year with these farming operations. So we already had locked in all this food. So it's coming to us. We're taking delivery. It's kind of like we purchase options on getting food, but we're taking delivery of all those options, you know, like from the finance world. We're actually taking delivery of the food. So we are rolling in a lot of food. We're making the buckets, storable foods, superfoods, number 10 cans. with a long shelf life, many, many things. We'll be able to offer a lot of this food all the way through Black Friday and the rest of the year, even as food shortages are accelerating. We have a supply line and we have the space to handle it. It's just that, you know, we're a small company compared to something like Amazon, so we can only handle a relatively small number of customers. But thanks to your support, we are here. We're online, we're alive, we're functional, we're building more platforms for you. We're fighting for America, fighting for liberty and free speech, and fighting for your health too, by the way. So thank you for your support, and thank you for all that you do to keep us going. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out the website, naturalnews.com. And again, thank you for listening.